Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're still listening to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm Maria Wyatt, your host, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hi, welcome back. We're joined by Dr. Ebony Williams. She comes to us from the Community Alliance for Culturally and Linguistically Appropriate Services.
Better known as CLASS.
CLASS.
She got CLASS.
Yes.
Welcome back, doctor. How are you?
Well, welcome. I'm doing well. I thank you guys for having me here today. We're speaking about a very important topic, right?
Yes, it is. Very important. Mental health is very important.
Yes, it
and
is.
And?
LGBTQ. Yes. Populations, right?
I think it's difficult. Well, it's difficult having, you know, a mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the stigma of having a mental illness. A lot of people we have in the community that do not come to us because they'll say, oh, I'm not crazy.
Yeah. And we're handing out free Adderall now. I think thought that would.
But then you compound that. But then you add that. Regarding your identity.
Yes. And then we also may compound that if we're talking about identifying as a person of color. And then we may also compound that with the identification of being lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. Then we may compound that with individuals who may be of low socioeconomic status.
Immigration status?
Immigration status. Yes, definitely. You know, and...
Do you know about our poverty?
No.
We typically run between 25% and 30% unemployed.
Oh my goodness!
Here. It used to be rural agricultural, and then the farmers figured out that they could make more money selling their water than their crops, and so that's kind of really slowed down quite a bit.
Right.
And there really aren't. I mean, now we got them all. We're cool. But it really has always been difficult to. Achieve economic security for almost everybody here growing up. I mean, you know, we got our middle class people, and we do okay. We really do. We're blessed. But there are a lot of people who are not blessed.
Yes.
And we come for example, my parents were migrant workers. Mm-hmm. So, and during the summer, we would take off to the north.
Yeah.
My dad had trucks, and then we would come back. So it's back and forth.
Yeah.
Following the crops.
Yeah. And if we put all that into perspective, I think that's where it's really important, if we're speaking about mental health services, is to contextualize the individual's story, to speak to them about what it is for them to be, let's say, a person of color or and maybe identify with the LGBTQ community, what it is to be male or female, and identify within themselves as the opposite sex, right? There's a lot that goes along with, as we spoke about earlier, about coming out and what that looks like and who's going to accept that. And when we're talking about mental health services.
And on what terms?
On what terms?
Because it's not just like everything's green lighted. It's like, well, you can do this, but don't show up with this and don't say this. And
yes, again, society.
Don't do this.
Again, society trying to manipulate what they believe on a systemic level is okay and what is appropriate. And when an individual comes in, I can only imagine that if they identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender, that they are expecting possibly to be rejected. They're probably expecting to be misunderstood or not necessarily heard. And we as the providers, mental health, health care, we have to be more culturally responsive, more culturally competent, more culturally appropriate in not only our speak, our language, but our body language, you know, our voice tone, our facial expressions. We have to also ask those difficult questions, right, around sexual orientation, and to validate the individual's experience around that. For some of our brothers and sisters of the LGBTQ community, they may not have never had a positive experience with coming out. And it may happen in the mental health, you know, arena. It may happen in treatment. And we, as the providers, we have to make sure that we are providing the most equitable and effective services, meaning that from, like I said, our speak, our language, to the way in which the agency is decorated or set up, the paperwork, right, the written and oral communication, it has to be more inclusive, and it has to show that that we are open to the possibility of an individual coming out while they're in treatment, and to send the message that it is okay and we are here to support them in that particular process. Again, coming out, in my experience, is a repetitive experience over and over.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.